We're joined in the studio today by Bob Howe, the Restore Director here in Marquette. A special acknowledgement to the Restore, as you've been named the Restore of the Year here in Michigan. First of all, welcome, Bob. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Hans. It's nice to meet you, and it's nice to see you, and nice to see the listeners on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. You're in today because this is a pretty special designation, but first I thought we'd just sort of give folks an idea of what the Restore is, and maybe we could even start with what Habitat for Humanity's basic function is.
Sure. Habitat for Humanity, the organization, it's a worldwide organization. Here in Marquette County, the area that the affiliate covers is in Marquette. Mm-hmm. And the purpose is to end substandard poverty housing in America. So they do that through funds that are raised from the Restore. They also do it through grants and donations. We do a lot of the building with volunteers and then the homeowners. To be a homeowner, you have to be able to make a mortgage payment, because it's not a giveaway program. It's a helping hand up. Mm-hmm. So you do have a mortgage. They do, the homeowners do a sweat equity of about 250 hours, whatever it takes to build the home.
So they're active participants in building the home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which is really great, because then they
like
get an understanding.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being part of your solution.
Yeah. And it's also good for them, because then they get to understand what goes into a home. So when they become a homeowner and they have the house, they kind of know what's up with it and how it works. And if they're semi-savvy, they can start to figure out stuff for themselves.
And is that part of the program? Does maybe help folks take care of their home so that you can do basic maintenance as you're learning to build?
Yeah, it is. It is, which is nice.
I didn't know that. That's a great part of the program. And what role does the Restore itself play?
Well, the Restores were created to be a fundraising arm for the local affiliate. So all the money that's created at the Restore stays in Marquette County, mm-hmm. and it funds the local affiliate. They can use the money to help with some of their bills, use the money for some of the construction work that they do. So it's for them, it's unrestricted funds, and it doesn't mean they can go out and do whatever they want with it. They have to do it within certain guidelines of what their executive board has set up for them to do.
Okay. And so you were selected the Restore of the Year here in Michigan. How did you get selected? What is the criteria, and who's part of the voting for something like
that? Well, there's 50-plus Restores in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. The Habitat Restore in Marquette has been in existence since, I think it's 2003. In the present location we're in at 133 Carmen Drive in Harvey, we've been there for about 11 years. Some of the criteria were your sales, how well you do, you know, how much funds you're raising for the affiliate. It also has to do with volunteer hours. We do a lot of work with volunteers. We couldn't meet the mission statement, and we couldn't meet our own mission statement without the help of the community. And one of the ways that people help with the Restore is by volunteering. So we also have paid staff, and we also work with the courts, and we have volunteers that come to us from the courts. And I also, we work with like Marisa. They'll have some of their, the people that they work with come to the Restore and get work experience. So which means that they have to come in at regular hours and work for regular hours and take breaks when they take a break and take lunch when they take a break and follow directions and dress properly and interact with not only me but my staff and even with customers, because customers, when they come into the store, and I have lots of regular customers, they get to know faces, they get to know people, so they all of a sudden you have conversations going on. So people who are maybe not comfortable being in the public, they get the opportunity to then, you know, talk about what they're doing and interact with the customers. So that part of what we do and part of the outreach is more than just building homes. Yeah. It's affecting lives in the community in a way that's different than just what the mission statement is for Habitat for Humanity. So we were selected in 2019 as the top training facility in Marquette County for Marisa.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And when you're named the Restore of the Year in Michigan, is that mostly just because of fulfillment of various, I want to say statistics, but I like a better word than that. But
you could say metrics.
Metrics, yeah, that it's really nobody's voting on this. This is simply comparing your success rates in various areas to other stores across the state.
Correct. And, you know, one of the things that we've been really strong at doing is sharing some of the donations that we get. Mm-hmm. We've had some large donations from NMU, of all places, and we're not capable of taking the complete donation. If we have one or two dorms that, when you guys were doing dorms, I can't take all that. So I send word out. We've sent semi-trailer loads of dorm furniture to Kent County, to Lapeer, to Adrian. We've also shared donations with, there's a ReStore in Kingsford, Iron Mountain. There's one in Calumet, and there's one in Manistique. So we're really good about spreading donations out so other stores that don't have the type of community that we have and the kind of donations that we get, so they get to have get a little bit of an upscale donation. So that's one of the things that, along with, again, how many volunteers you have, and just the fact that how long some of your staff has been in the store. I have staff that have been with me for 11 years. So that really, you know, means something to me. And I think it means something to, because it's a fast-paced business. I hate to say it's a business, but it's a fast-paced workplace, and you wear many hats and you do many things during the day. And for people to like what they're doing and appreciate what they're working for, because it's more than just a job, and having fun, you know, we laugh a lot, we joke a lot. To be there for 11 years, to be there for 5 years. I have volunteers that have been coming for 2 and 3 years. That means a lot to me.
What do you think it says about our ReStore here, about our community, that you've been given this award of ReStore of the Year?
I think it speaks, I don't know, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's, we have a very generous community. And without our community, we couldn't do what we do. So the fact that the community is so generous, and I'm able to then share some of those donations with other communities that are less fortunate, I guess, than Marquette is. That's part of it. I couldn't do what I do without the community. I couldn't do without the people that come in and donate. We couldn't do what we do at the ReStore without the volunteers that come in. We couldn't do what we do with in the community and for the community without the people who come and shop. So it's more than just a quote-unquote retail operation. It's a community operation. Because when you have donors, volunteers, customers, volunteers that come because they want to give something back because they've worked all their life and this is an opportunity to do something that has meaning, not that jobs and working doesn't have meaning, but you know what I mean. So I think it's we're blessed to have the type of community that we have in Marquette.
What would you you know, if someone's interested in finding out more, or if they're sold and they'd like to come and help out, how would they go about contacting you?
They would call the store at 249-4416 and come down at 133 Carmen Drive.
And that's the old Jack's Marketplace, Jack's Cherry Creek.
And it's across the street. You can go across the street and get a pizza from Main Street, or across the street and get a hamburger from Big Burger. So it's a good place to come. But they can come and see me and talk with me. My staff is also knowledgeable, and they can tell you what you'd be doing. You know, I ask all the people that come and volunteer what they like to do, and try to find things that they like to do. I have one guy, well, he comes in and he just works on testing all my lights. I have another guy that comes in, and he's good with small motors, and he likes to fix furniture. So we get a lot of furniture that comes in. It's been more than gently used. Some of it a little bit abused. But we sometimes will take it apart, put it back together. We'll strip the top, and we'll refinish it. And you really kind of can't tell when we're done that all this work
was
done.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that without my volunteers doing what they do.
So do people need to be ready to give a certain time commitment, or can they volunteer as much or as little as they have available?
I like to have them come and do at least 4 hours, whether it's one day a week or 2 days a week, whatever they're comfortable with. I do like to have a schedule, because we do have enough volunteers and workers that I don't want to get a backlog. And if someone comes in and says, oh, geez, there's nothing to do today, I'm going to go home, well, then I have someone who's not happy, and I want them to leave being happy and knowing that they've got something done today that otherwise it wouldn't have gotten done. And so, yes, if they come and talk to me, that's kind of the dialogue that we'll have. Okay. What do you want? What do you like to do? And how much time? And what's a good time for you? I'm pretty flexible in that. It's just that, yeah, I do need to have some sort of schedule, though.
Right. All right. Well, thanks so much. We're talking to Bob Howe, the director of the Marquette Area Marquette County Restore out in Harvey, named the Restore of the Year here in Michigan. Bob, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Hans, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Good.
Thanks.